More on that fundraising campaign for Steve McMichael. There may be a few of them. Betsy Shepard is definitely involved in one. I know Steve's been a client of yours for 20-plus years, Betsy. You've come to know him. You rep a lot of high-profile people in town. But this, boy, this is sad news for all of us just taking it in now.
Hi, Anna. Thanks for Pete to reaching out today. I've known Steve and Misty. Well, we joke that I brought him out of hibernation 21 years ago. Remember when he did the seventh inning stretch at Wrigley Field?
Yes, I do.
That was me.
Of course it was.
You know, as they say, my sister and I already have five brothers, but he's our extra. We dearly love Steve. Sorry.
I'm sorry, too.
The first person they told, January 7th. And he'd been to Mayo. I'll give you the back so everybody knows what happened. He went to Mayo in September. He's you know, complained about a neck injury for years. So we thought it was maybe his spine. But they said, we think it's a little more than that. We got him into a couple of friends of mine, Lori DeMacos and Liz Nicholson, helped get him into Rush, into their ALS doctor, and January 7th, they diagnosed him. And the NFL doctor then diagnosed him as a 36-month onset. And I remember that he couldn't make it to our annual charity golf tournament for first responders in August 2019 because he said he couldn't swing a club. So anyway, here we are. We've been going through all the stages of grief, and I was just waiting for them to, you know, when they wanted to go public, and it was yesterday. And the reason we went public is he hasn't received any monetary funding yet from the NFL. We know it's coming through, and they've just literally, this has cost a lot of money and gone through all their savings. So I convinced them to let us do a fundraising campaign because I know how much the Bears love him. Bears fans and the Bears. Bears have been fantastic. They are paying for the customized wheelchair. So we started a GoFundMe, and let's see. This started at 11 o'clock today.
Yeah.
And it's at $17,725.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That is awesome, Betsy. Hey, put it out there where people go if they'd like to contribute.
It's GoFundMe.com/TeamMongo.
You
can find it there. Team Mongo at GoFundMe. And then we have a website, TeamMongo76.com. And there you can purchase a blue and orange bracelet that says Team Mongo 76 on it. And obvious shirts, you know, the funny sports shirts, you know, Kyle Schwarber crushes baseballs and yeah. Anthony Rizzo is good at baseball, those kinds. Well, he partnered with us, Joe Johnson of Obvious Shirts, and he is donating 100% of every sale for Team Mongo shirts.
Woo, that's great.
McMichael family. I know he's already sold like 75 in an hour. So, yeah, I mean, Steve cried this morning when we told him all this was happening. And she thought he looked old in the interview.
Yeah, well, I mean, he doesn't look like the Steve McMichael we're all used to seeing.
Yeah, but he still is. At Sense of Humor, we laughed all day yesterday. He was so funny, and he's still our Mongo.
He's feeling the love, and I hope he's going to feel the support for sure as the word gets out and the thoughts and feelings people have for him and the joy he's brought to all of us. And I bet there'll be a lot of folks who'd be willing to help out with this campaign, too, at this very difficult time for him and Misty and the whole family and you too, Betsy. We're thinking about you guys. We're rooting for him, and we will keep him in our prayers. One more time, just finish off here and give me the place to go if you'd like to contribute to Steve McMichael's fund.
It's GoFundMe.com/TeamMongo. And then you can go to obviousshirts.com to get a Team Mongo shirt, or check us out at teammongo76.com for the bracelets. And then we'll be putting up their fundraising events. I do want to say that all his teammates have really come through. And Dan Hampton, you know, they've been best friends for 40 years. And he's been over a lot. He even built a ramp in their house to lead out of the house. But they've all come over and cheered him up and told war stories. And Eddie Payton, Walter's brother, has been calling him from Mississippi.
Good.
Telling funny stories. So the love is coming. Jim McMahon, he's coming in town in a couple weeks to see him. So we're having a little reunion fundraiser with the boys, but it's private. So
yeah, no.
It's gonna be amazing.
It will be, and it's amazing that you're on his team, because I know you get things done, Betsy, and you've supported him for 20 years, and this is a great way to help out. So thank you for talking to me about it today, and please give our best to Mongo, too, from all of us here at WGN, please.
I will, and he did ask me to tell all the first responders out there, he loves you, baby.
Aw, how about that? Thanks, Betsy.
Thank you,
thank you.
Take
so
care.
Much. Oh, you
uh-huh.
too.
Bye-bye.
Oh, boy. That's a lot to take in. It's GoFundMe.com/Team Mongo if you want to help Steve McMichael with his hospital bills there.